What's going on, everybody? Did you miss me? This is another edition of Global Side on Netflix. You know, the show where we go into the archives of Netflix to find original content, movies, TV shows, series, all that jazz, and really discuss it about it. So, as always, God, thank you so much for sticking with me. And I know there's a lot of podcasts out there, a lot of movie podcasts out there, a lot of Netflix podcasts out there, but you get to rock with me. That means a lot to me. And it doesn't matter if you're downloading this here in Los Angeles, United States, or in Africa, or in Europe, or in Asia. It truly means the world that I'm part of your podcasting diet. Now, if you put my name into the Google machine, that's right, Flobo Boys, you'll know that I've been intrinsically linked with the world of professional wrestling. Long-term fan, I've been a commentator, I've been a ring announcer, I have been a podcaster, I have been a wrestling pundit, and more. Wrestling has been part of my professional career. So it was only fitting that I got to go to the new Netflix docuseries, Wrestlers, which goes and focuses on the independent wrestling promotion, Ohio Valley Wrestling, and how a group of ragtag performers try really hard to keep their smaller promotion afloat in the face of contractions in the business and lack of money and lack of awareness, especially in against the backdrop of a post-recession, post-COVID era where money just isn't stretching for the average fan to go see a live show. Before we get into the ratings and everything, I just want to say that this one here is a docuseries, and I think Netflix, I'm not sure if they invented this format, but I do think they get a lot of credit for blurring the lines between documentary series and reality shows. As a big fan of Drive to Survive, the Formula One show, where it is kind of more resonant or has a bit more intellectual or thematic things to graph from the world of documentary filmmaking, it does have sensationalized characters and storylines in that F1 world, like reality shows or how we interpret reality shows today. So even though the world of wrestling is predetermined and there's characters to be built in, the very structure of the show has a very almost scripted through line, even though it is non-scripted. So let's get into the ratings. IMDb gives it 8.3 out of 10, which is more than favorable. And if you think about the BBC's pedigree, they were the production company on this one. Forward, it is a very slick looking show. It has a bit of depth. There's a lot of contrast in the colors. It does feel professionally made. It looks like everyone got multiple chances to speak about themselves and their characters and what's going on, especially the main character, I would assume, would be Al Snow, the person that is running OEW, former wrestler in himself. I think the rating's pretty fair there. That's what I would give it, not to bear the lead. But what I also loved about this one is that even though it's about 7 episodes or so, it does have a through line. There is financial woes that OEW is facing. There is the chance to get themselves a bit of a respite or reprieve with a show called The Big One, and that is our finale. So throughout the episodes, we're seeing the preparation for that wrestling show, and we see whether or not the show comes together, whether or not people come up and see it, and whether or not it's enough to keep OVW afloat. And I won't spoil that for you. You'll have to enjoy that on your own. But what I did enjoy, specifically if you're not a wrestling fan, is really trying to go into the psyches of the individuals who decide to become wrestlers. I mean, there is a bit of, from the outside looking in, some flash, some pomp, some circumstance, costumes, pyrotechnics, and flexing your muscles. But it does take a certain kind of person to say, I want to entertain in a world that is already known as predetermined, in some regions that aren't really favorable for the off chance of being selected to be part of the two major wrestling circuits in the United States, that being All Elite Wrestling and World Wrestling Entertainment. So you have to be a little crazy, as they would say, but what you see now is what that crazy means. No one's kind of like off the wall, but some are. Some people aren't self-destructive, but some are. Some people aren't self-absorbed, but some are, and all have the same dream of seeing their name in bright lights. Now, OVW is a very famous brand. It was WWE's developmental brand about 20 years ago, so there is a path for success. I think that's what draws new people in. But seeing how far it has evolved or changed or transformed since WWE moved on and got other territories to be, their developmental is very telling. I mean, Kentucky isn't necessarily the richest state in the union to begin with, but we also see that some of that how the financial struggles of the performers and the company and even the area of the citizenry around it impacts the business of wrestling. So on this show, I don't tell you if something is good or bad. I gave my rating, which is, I think, 8 out of 10. But I was like, who's this for? I will say this. This one hits all the marks for a lot of people. Wrestling fans would appreciate that because you have characters like Al Snow and Doug Basham. Docuseries fans will love it because of the structure of it all, like Drive to Survive. If you like to see crazy people that you can picture yourself being the villain or a friend to, you have that as well. And if you also want to see what entertainment looks like in distressed communities or even in the working class in the Mid-South, Kentucky, United States, it's a nice little peek at that as well. There's a lot of things to pull from, not just the actual stuff inside the ring. Can't recommend it enough. That is my rating. I'm out of here. This is Flippable Star on Netflix. Thank you so much for checking it out. Let me know if there's anything you want me to check out on that Netflix platform, and we'll be back next time.